I'm here with Amanda Wood in Carl Shortner. We spoke to her yesterday on the BBC London 94.9 Drive Time show, sharing our condolences at the sad loss of her brother in the helicopter crash. But Amanda, more bad news for you.
Yeah, we found out last night about 10:15 that we'd actually been broken into by a neighbour phoned us and said the police were first. We've been broken into, so yeah.
Now, you were out at the time, so tell me, what scene did you come back to?
We were, I was at my other brother's house and we came home and it was like the doors over and lights white, like bright, like all turned on, and the back door had been, the bottom of the door had been kicked. So yeah, I think that's someone else.
And what did, sorry, yeah, do you want to, what scene did you come back to?
We came back to, the door was open, the lights were all turned on. Thankfully my dog was inside, which was my main concern. And the back door, the bottom panel had been kicked in. And, like, we had some drawers pulled out. It seems they focused mainly on my bedroom because I had, like, little trinket boxes in and stuff. So, yeah.
And what did they take?
All that we can see, thankfully, is that I had a pair of gold, like, loop earrings, which were about £15. And then just, like, costume jewelry. But they'd laid it out on the bed. So they'd actually gone through it and tried to see what was of worth.
And what would you like to say to the people that broke into your house at such a difficult time?
They're just scum, really. It's like, it's how they can do it to anyone in normal circumstances, but with this, it's just horrible. It's like, we think they got into the living room and saw, like, the photos of Matthew and stuff, so we think that's when they decided to leave, because the living room didn't get touched, and there was, like, a mobile phone on the table and stuff, so, yeah.
And what happens now with the police?
We've had a community officer around today, so he said he'll get crime prevention people in, just to give us a, like, explain to us, and we've got like a crime number, and we've been told like the council have boarded up so it's secure, and then we'll get someone out on Monday, I think, to measure up for a new door. So yeah.
And do you feel safe enough staying here?
Yeah, we didn't stay last night because it was like, by the time the police finished, it was about midnight, so we stayed at family friends, but they've boarded up secure, so, and we've got locks on all doors, so yeah.
And obviously everybody at BBC London 94.9 and the whole listener community send you our deepest condolences. What happens next? Do you plan to go and visit the site as a family?
Me and Darren and his wife have said we'll go up there just because we've had flower tributes at my house, and we're going to take them up Matthew's house. But we think we'll probably lay them up there and just to like say our final goodbyes before it all gets opened up.
And what happens next with the post-mortem?
We had my brother had a phone call and he's passed it on to us that because of the snow, the person who's doing it's had to leave early. And we've been told that the minute it's burns and an injury to the leg, so, which we presumed that, because when you see the building and you see the fire, we just presumed along because we was told that we probably wouldn't be able to see the body anyway, and we said we wouldn't want to see it if it's got burns. So yeah.
And you seem like a really close, strong family. Are you sticking together through this?
Yeah, we've become close, like, after, like, Dad died. We were always close before then, but we got closer, and now it's just even closer now, because it's just me, mum and my brother sort of thing. But, yeah, really close.
Amanda, thank you for talking to me today.
No.